The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
8 o'clock in the morning, Central Time, Wednesday, February 8th, 2023. So glad you could join us for this segment. Hopefully, we're going to get David Horowitz on the bottom of the hour here, but in the meantime, phone lines are open. Did I say that? Phone lines are open. Phone lines are open. How many times do I have to say it? 844-769-2944. You should have that number on speed dial if you're a regular caller to the show. If you're a new caller, love to have you. I know you got something on your mind you want to talk about. And you can. You want to talk about last night's buffoonery in Washington, D.C.? Yep, Uranus is definitely in retrograde there. Bunch of reprobates. Recently, a very good friend of this particular article that we're talking about here, 8 Tips to Heal Burns Naturally. And it's really interesting because this is a propane tank on a gas grill, caught fire, shot out a fireball, engulfed his upper body, arms, and face. That actually happened to a friend of mine, and he was not so lucky. He passed away at 53. He was an attorney friend of mine in Florida, and the same thing happened. His wife turned on the grill, came in, said, I can't get it to light. She left the gas on. He went out there in his cutoff tank top and flip-flops. And, yeah, you know what happened. Same thing here. They didn't have all those remedies. He actually walked in the house and is like, really? Really? And he's in shock. And it took him 45 minutes to convince him to call an ambulance because he was, you're still burning inside when this is going on. Believe it or not. You can get pain medication, go into the ER, but they don't tell you what to do to heal yourself. So we came up with some solutions to that problem. Should you burn yourself in some way, shape, or form? If you soak the burned area in a full-fat, ice-cold milk, believe it or not, the fat and protein content in milk soothes burns and promotes healing. You soak the burn for 15 minutes at a time. Full-fat yogurt can be used as well to help cool and hydrate. Get a small misting bottle and mist yourself. Fill it with 6 ounces of good clean water. Add 30 drops of pure peppermint oil, 20 drops of pure lavender oil, 10 drops of frankincense oil. Shake every time you use it because the oil will float to the surface. And you've got to mist it liberally. You cannot use this too much. This is combination of oils, which is antiviral, antibacterial, antimicrobial. The frankincense actually contributes to DNA level cellular repair. It's another good natural remedy for burns. It's called aloe vera. You know that. You have an aloe vera cactus growing in your yard or in your greenhouse, whatever the case, we do a giant one. You should. And of course, you can keep a bottle of pure aloe liquid in the fridge and spray or smooth on as carefully as needed. You can also add 10 to 20 drops or more of peppermint oil for cooling relief, because once it hits the skin, it will cool it and make it feel better. We have Willard Water Aloe Gel available at the Power Mall. It's designed to soothe skin irritations. It's non-toxic. It's free of artificial coloring and fragrance. And, of course, it has aloe vera, allantoin, and vitamin E. Cool water only if you're bathing or showering. Don't use soaps on the burn areas, especially those that are perfumed with anything other than essential oils, as they can be drying. That is the last thing a burn needs. And, of course, internally, you want to take extra C and E to help boost your immune system back up. It also helps with skin healing and repair. Eating collagen-boosting foods will help with repair as well. Fish, red vegetables such as tomatoes and peppers, dark green veggies such as spinach, kale, and broccoli, carrots, berries, white tea, citrus fruits, protein, eggs, milks, and meats, bone broth soups, garlic, even oysters, although it seems like an odd health suggestion, gummy candies. And also we have Collagen Power Plus you can take. Raw honey Once scabbing starts, that's an amazing healer. Antibiotic in nature, it not only helps prevent, but can actually reverse scarring, not just keloid scars. You can use it like a mask on the burnt area. Leave it on for 15 to 20 minutes a day. You're going to be able to see results in only a few days. And, of course, rest. When the body burns and it needs to heal, it does it most rapidly when you are asleep. Burns are taxing to your body. You're going to require more rest than usual until your skin is healed. Be easy on yourself. And, of course, we have the Miracle Skin Helon. Lots of testimonials for that, for use in healing burns. And you can get all that at the Power Mall. And by the way, the Power Mall is open right now if you want to call to order it. We appreciate that because it helps support us and keeps us going. So, don't know if you heard, but the tranny crowd decided to infiltrate and protest inside the Oklahoma Capitol building. For that, we go live on the ground to Keith in Oklahoma. What say you, sir?
Well, good morning, Dave.
Sorry to me to put you on the spot.
Talk about. No, that's fine. No, in fact, I read that story this morning, you know, and I just thought, well, that's surprising.
Insurrection.
Yes, it is. Yeah. What I was wanted to talk to you about was that, you know, the Chinese balloon thing. You know, I know, you know, I don't know if anyone's brought this up. If I did, I missed it. But I can't help but feeling, you know, maybe this is just some kind of setup. It just, you know, the whole Hegelian dialect, the problem, reaction, solution, you know, maybe this was a created problem for us to consume for the next shoe to drop. I mean, I just find it so, you know, how it was, you know, you're talking about how it was allowed to happen, you know, maybe they allowed it to happen because they want it to happen for a setup for something else. You know, I just can't help that thought keeps coming back to my mind. I wonder if you had any thoughts or commentary on that.
Oh, I do. Thanks for bringing it up, because we did talk about it, and you didn't miss much. But, you know, the thing is that the Hegelian dialectic in perspective, I've got to sit there and decide, okay, what solution are we trying to achieve here? The end solution would be to force a war with China, because China, once we allowed the balloon to get into the country and sail all the way across, basically it says, okay, Biden's weak, the Department of Defense, the whole administration is weak, they're not going to fight it. So the next time we send a balloon over, let's arm this one with explosives and put part of the country in, you know, knock them out. They literally could fly this thing over D.C., and put a EMP over D.C. and knock out the grid in D.C. and shut down the government that way. You know, see, you don't have to destroy the rest of the country with something flying at 11,000 feet. But the thing is that they're trying to force us to get into a war with China. One way or another, you're not off base here, Keith. You're not off base. I'm looking at this whole thing and saying, okay, There's only got to be a couple of different things that they're trying to achieve here in allowing this balloon to go all the way across the country without retaliation, even though the people in Montana are like, hey, we can shoot this thing down if it's only going to be a field of debris only a mile high or a mile long and a mile wide. I mean, it's not even that, according to what they're telling us now. And we're supposed to believe when they go 15 football lengths. And I'm like, really?
Right.
A football field is 300 yards.
Yeah.
300 feet, rather. 300 feet in length. And you're sitting there saying that this is, you know, or yards in length, rather. I mean, 900 feet. So, you know, if you're saying 900 feet, I mean, that's not a whole lot of area. They could have put that down in one section of Montana and it would have been fine. No, they didn't do that. They had to let it go for a reason.
Right.
And your thought process is right on. I think we're dealing with something where they're going to do it again, only this next time they're going to see how much they can get away with before they detonate something. But I just think that it would be limited unless they can get that thing up high enough. And this is what, you know, if they've got 2018 videos out there of these things holding three hypersonic missiles, they could program that thing to drop and take off up into the atmosphere and detonate 270 miles over Kansas before. And, oh, it's just another one of those balloons. Are we going to shoot it down? No. Last time we waited for it to get over the ocean because we didn't want it to harm our civilian populace. And then that's the last thing we remember before EMP hits. So, right. You know, Hegelian dialectic is we're going to be, the solution is to get Americans to scream for the government to do something. That's the dialectic. Yes. The solution is do
that's
something.
Right. And that's always
and the government's
solution.
Like, like what, you know? Yeah, yeah, we have a very moronic government over there that does nothing because they don't care about the will of we, the people. They're all self-serving.
Yeah, and I also go back to feeling like we were meant to know about this, because if it were, you know, seriously a bigger threat, we would have not known about it. And, you know, we could have easily not known about it. It could have easily been a non-story. It could have all happened and we would have never heard a thing about it.
Amazing how that works, huh?
Yes, and we're meant to know about it. And like I say, I believe it is a setup for something bigger. I really believe that. But
that's a good supposition. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it. That's a good supposition. Great supposition. See, this is what I like about the thought process. He's coming over the radio here, because this is a radio show. This is not just a podcast. We do archive it, but we are broadcasting on radio stations and shortwave at 7.490. Live stream and on Rents Radio Network. We appreciate all of you tuning in. But you see that number, 844-769-2944. I'm going to give it to you again. You should have it memorized by now, for crying out loud. This is where you get to call up and you get to give your 2 cents and input logically on what you think is going on. Keith just called in and put in his 2 cents using the Hegelian dialectic. That happens a lot in our government. They want a solution. But see, they had to create a problem in order to get the desired solution. The desired solution is we want a war with China because it will reduce the American population. Now, the sense of it all, we don't know. If the Biden family is being paid to let China take us over, then that would be treason, wouldn't it? They want to decimate our Constitution. The greatest way to do that is put us all in the Dark Ages and then send their military in to take us over. And see, I thought about the very same thing too, Keith. I thought, you know what? Who's making all of these substations, these generators, you know, the pieces that fit inside the components of each substation? They're made in China. And China is probably, they've already figured this out. If they're going to take us out by EMP and watch us implode, see, all they got to do is just beef up their manufacturing, create more of these substations and generators and packages, you know, what they use when they bring them over on flatbeds, on barges, and they offload them into our decimated country, and they put them where they need to. They literally could have enough copper and enough mining and enough material saved up, what we didn't give them in technology, to turn around and reinforce and rebuild the grid here and take us over with their 20 million man army while doing it. Now, you say, Dave, this is kind of like a little far-fetched. Is it far-fetched? Is it really that far-fetched? You don't think they have that they could do that? That they have the substations, the transformers is what I'm talking about? That they don't have those things that they could just bring over here and retrofit our entire grid after they take us out and watch 9 out of 10 Americans die within a year? You don't think that's too far-fetched? See, when we scream at the government for the solution, when that happens, the government is going to run and hide in their underground bunkers and tell rest of we the people, watch my fingers. Yeah. Brady in Las Vegas, how you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I think those balloons were made by our government. I don't even think those were Chinese. I think that was just an excuse to fool us. I think those were the ones that we were sending up by ourselves, because it's kind of funny. They never listed where the origin of the balloons were, and all of a sudden they were flying above Billings, Montana. So I'm by the belief that it was our government that was behind them, not China.
I was asking myself that same question, too. What if the United States was just doing this to freak us all out and make us more dependent on the government? That's another good possibility, even though they said, well, it flew over China. See, this is the media reporting what the government is telling the media to report. It started in China. It flew over the Aleutians, over the North, the Bering Straits, and into Alaska and down over Canada. You're right. I mean, it could have been launched from there. That was something I stated on the radio before. What if it wasn't what you thought it was? What if it is what you thought they wanted you to think that it was? So you'd be screaming for the government to do something. And then, of course, you got the government's saying, China's saying, that's our balloon. And they're saying in the media that China is admitting that the balloon over Latin America is theirs. How do we know? How do we know they're not pointing a finger at China? Because, see, what happened? Now they're telling us that the Biden White House contacted Xi Jinping's and they got hung up on? You know, really? Now, why would they do that? You know, why do they want to provoke a war with somebody that has a bigger, multi-faceted nuclear weapon systems more than the United States does? I mean, this administration has been bought and paid for by China. I mean, the more that the Hunter Biden laptop from hell thing comes to light, and that's all it's going to do. It's come to light. It's not going anywhere, but it's another great supposition that this balloon could have been engineered by the United States and flown over America for the purposes of scaring the hell out of everybody to make them, Hegelian dialectic-wise, scream for a solution. We need a solution. Shoot it down. No, let's wait until it goes over the ocean, because what happens when it goes over the ocean? Hunt for Red October. Remember what they did? They blew the submarine up. It was several miles. We're going to have to, it's going to take some time before the technology is there to survey the wreckage. Remember that from Hunt for Red October? See, the same thing. When the media comes out and plays this whole thing out, it's like a big cartoon in front of America. And we can, you know, we sit there and we go, oh, that was a good movie. But we don't take anything away from it until something happens to cause us to think back and say, hey, wait a minute. What if? Good point, Brady.
You know, one thing, too, is like if it originated in China, that's how many thousands of miles. That thing came across how many thousands of miles on their globular Earth, which I don't believe in. That's another whole different thing. You think it came all the way through the Bering Strait of Alaska, a weather balloon, and nobody saw it for, what, 4,000 or 5,000 miles? Come on, people. The stuff that they're feeding us a pile of, you know what? Every day you wake up, there's something. Every day there's something different when you wake up in the morning that you have to fight your way through to find the truth. Just like, you know what? COVID might have originated in the Ukraine, and that's why Russia might have went in to stop the biolabs. Is that a plausible thing of thinking? Is that a good way of thinking? Because you know what? It might have happened.
Well, it could have come from multiple locations. You never know. We will never know because our government will not tell us. The government has lied. We need to have another Nuremberg 2. I don't see it happening in my lifetime. I think these people are going to exit government. If America does not rise up, and we're going to be talking to David Horowitz about this, because he's saying that if the next election doesn't do right by America, we are all doomed. It could be the end of America. That's what he's going to come on and talk about at the bottom of the hour. So, you know, good point. Good thought pattern where you're coming from, sir. We appreciate that. Phone lines are still open. 844-769-2944. Fed Chair Powell says, long way to go in inflation fight, calling U.S. debt unsustainable. Wait a minute. Didn't blowhard gas bag moron, buffoon, didn't he get up last night and say, look what we did, the economy, 12 million jobs added, all this other horse patootie? Really? What are you shoveling, Senor Joe? You really, truly are an idiot. You and your contingent. I know where you're going to go when this is all over. Yep, you're going to go down and have sex with the devil. Yes, you are. He's going to dress up and look like Ashley. He's going to come back to haunt you, Joe. Evil will come upon you. You will not be prepared for what is in store for you, sir. There are some really serious problems going on in our government, folks. It's a spiritual battle out there. We can pray all we want. But what does the Bible say? Be doers of the word and not just hearers only. And if doers means that you have to rise up and get acquainted with people in your community and start loving one another and walking out in love and demonstrating what Sarah Huckabee Sanders said in her speech last night, which pretty much was all Republican-based, warmy, cushy, feely, touchy kind of thing. Brought up what she did during Trump administration, flying to see the troops in Western Iraq at Christmas time. And, you know, I kind of got off point. But she did say that he was doubling down on crazy. and not really much. She talked about gas prices, inflation, and stuff. We already know all this is going on. We already know what it's going to take to stop the nonsense, and that is to flush Washington, D.C. The town needs an enema. And the only way that's going to happen is to have fair and honest elections. And if we're not willing to work to get to that point, we must not care about the status of our freedom in America. And it begins at home. It begins with the things that people can do to isolate themselves from the government, to make themselves less reliant and dependent on government. Government wants you to suck off the teat, because if you do, they got you. Then they can use it as leverage. CDBCs, all of this stuff. They can, all of a sudden, now we're in a cashless society, and from now on, we're going to use your social credit score, and if you haven't paid your taxes or filed a tax return, well, we're going to come and find you, and we're going to find out why you haven't paid taxes. All you tax protesters, you will disappear. You know, see, they have bigger plans. See, they don't need interference in their game plan, which is why they will disappear people. People will all of a sudden just go, whoosh, they're gone. Where'd they go? I don't know. They came to the house during the middle of the night and got them, and they're gone. We haven't seen them in weeks. I mean, what? How do you treat something like this? This is what these people are thinking. They're sick and they're twisted. And, you know, I mean, the thoughts that we've had on the show this morning, I love the thought process. John in Colorado, go ahead.
Yeah, in Delta County, Colorado, they just passed building code ordinances, retroactive, in a county that never had any building codes. And so they're going to, I don't know, here comes the Gestapo, so to speak, door to door to make sure you have did everything right, you know, for the last 10, 15 years when you built. And so I don't know, a lot of people went there to the meeting in Delta and of the building code people, but they'd already passed everything without telling anybody 2 years ago, and now the people are told about it.
There are laws about that. They have to, every time they bring something up, they've got to put it on the table and they have to have public comment. This is the way it works in most states. And if they didn't do public comment, then this stuff is of no force and effect. And it sounds to me like people need to rally and get rid of that zoning board.
They did.
They did.
They did go there to a meeting about 2 weeks ago, and they wouldn't let anybody say a single thing. They had a room big enough for 25 people that 200 people tried to get in. So they just canceled the whole thing, and they had already passed it all 2 years ago without telling anybody. So
Sounds like the collective body needs to do something.
Yeah, I know. They're trying, but, you know, nothing ever works. Like Jonathan getting burned down in Crawford by a meth head twice, who was allowed to leave the state to Albuquerque, this Michael Paul and Michelle Huff, to the Huff families there, and no consequence. And the guy is 76 years old, burned down, living in a burned-out camper with no help, and you tried to help. And that's why, credit to you, but nothing happened. No help came.
Well,
so
I got another thought process here, John.
It's all a joke,
John.
I guess. It's like Joel 232 is a joke, because he prayed all that and took in veterans for free and did all this stuff, and he's totally burned down and destroyed and no help. But you tried, and so kudos to you. Bless you, sir.
We appreciate it. Bless you too, John. Here's the thing. Jonathan might want to consider getting out of the blue state. Now, this is a problem.
Well, he would, but he's broke. The fire department, someone on the fire department of Hotchkiss or Crawford, took his silver coins. He had 30 rounds from Wise Wolf, gold and silver, stolen. So he has nothing. But the good thing is, there is a good woman around. Last guy's named Forster who helps people get Medicare because he's got a big cancer on his head that it hasn't been touched for 2.5 years. But there is one good person helping and a veteran helping, and he helps many veterans, well, at least four, never even charged him rent, one for 13 years. So he does have some friends that are real, but there is no money and no way to get any. They try, you know, they work even at 76 years old, but there are no jobs hardly. You see, it takes 3 or 4 months to get a day's work.
Yeah, well, I know that's kind of a dilemma. We have to talk about that further. We appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Florida legislature, by the way, is set to dissolve Disney's special self-governing status. That Reedy Creek Improvement District is going away. And so now the leftist local government in Orange County gets to deal with them, as well as Osceola County, Bed Bath & Beyond. You think that the economy, he says it's so wonderful, the economy is so wonderful. Bed Bath & Beyond is shuttering 150 more stores. Yeah. Zoom is cutting 15% of its workforce, or 1,300 jobs. Yeah, post-pandemic changes have made it necessary for the company to cut back. And Walmart and Target are going, ah, oh, it's no big deal. Chinese involvement in the economy, despite extensive business ties to China. You remember when Sam Walton at Walmart used to say made in the USA, and now everything you go in there is all China? You can thank his family for that. My parents played tennis against Sam Walton and his wife and beat him in tennis, but they knew the Waltons, and Sam Walton was not that kind of guy. He was buy American, keep American on the shelf, and his whole family came in, took over, and turned the whole thing woke and started doing business with China, and there's not one thing I've seen in that store that wasn't made there, and I don't buy China anymore, folks. I hope you're doing the same thing. Target, woke. Here's two stores that really need to cease to exist. The mom and pops need to come back if you want to do something good for the country. Start something and compete with those bozos and put them out of business. What can I say? You got to watch out for these folks. You know, don't support woke businesses. Time to quit shopping at Amazon. Start shopping at the Power Mall. The fake meat industry, by the way, is reportedly imploding after years of hype. People aren't buying into it. Consulting firm Deloitte found in September consumers were opting out of meat substitute products like Beyond Meat because they consider the brands too woke. Is that the only? I think most of it's just like a good steak from time to time, don't you think? Yeah, Beyond Meat executives blame the company's declining sales from 2021 to 2022 on consumers' decreased appetite. Who wants to eat bugs? Seriously? ChatGPT is thoroughly woke, but Google's going to compete to be even more woke. Here's something else we need to get away from, folks. This is what happens when they get us all dependent on the internet, isn't it? Scientists are using CRISPR to put genes from an alligator into a catfish. Believe it or not, they're messing with what God did. Yep, we eat a lot of catfish. They're bottom feeders, but yet we're still eating them.
Yep, that catfish is good when you put them in, fry them in cornmeal and butter and milk. Yeah, spice them up real good. Yeah, those bottom feeders, it's good stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, all the news we didn't get to report, you can get in your email blast. We're going to try to reach out to David Horowitz after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for your calls this morning. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being mean so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joy Schmiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, February 8, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. David Horowitz, who is the author of Final Battle. This is a book, Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be the Last. And, of course, this is, when I first looked at the title, I thought, gee, David, this is kind of almost like soothsaying. Why'd you write it?
Because I'm horrified by what's happened to our country under these Democrats. Look, people ask the wrong question about the 2020 election. When they ask, was it fixed? Nobody can answer that because there was never an audit of the vote after the vote. And the evidence that Trump amassed was never examined. What you can say with certainty is that one party, the Democrats, mounted a massive campaign to make it easier to cheat during the election. They sent out a task force consisting of 600 lawyers and 10,000 volunteers in July 2020 to change the election laws in states they thought they could win. And they changed the laws to reverse all the recommendations of the Carter-Baker Commission. That was a bipartisan commission headed by James Baker, who is Bush's chief of staff, and Jimmy Carter. Um, And every I'll give you two of the two main recommendations. One was to increase the laws requiring voter ID, which, as you know, the Democrats conducted a two-year campaign, and they campaigned for years over calling it Jim Crow 2.0, saying it was racist and suppressing the black vote, which was a lie, because blacks and other minorities voted in record numbers in those elections. And the second recommendation, main recommendation, of the Baker-Carter Commission was no unsolicited paper ballots. You don't just send out blank ballots to millions of people. You don't know if they're alive or dead, if they're in-state or out, if they're civilians or not. You just throw all those ballots out there that unscrupulous people can fill in many, many times. So when you see what the Democrat Party has driven towards, they are driven by the desire to create a one-party state, which is
well,
very
anti-American. I get it.
And you saw the president last night lie for an hour and a half.
Yep.
About his accomplishments.
We've all come to that. Yeah, we've all come to that conclusion, David, over the course of the last 24 hours. And we've had commentary on the show that, you know, we watched the uniparty system get together and stand up in their rhino fashion and mess with us. The bigger problem I have is we have a constitutional republic. And I swear to God, if Nancy Pelosi says that word democracy anymore, her teeth are going to fall out of her mouth. This is a constitutional republic, and they keep calling it a democracy and this one party state. I think it's already here, David, frankly.
Well, I've been saying that. We're in the early stages of a fascist regime. The way they treat people, the way they treat the protesters on January 6th. Here's an anecdote that I tell in the book, which is very revealing of where the Democrats are at. On January 2nd, which is 4 days before the protest, happened to be the anniversary of Trump's order to kill Soleimani, the Iranian terrorist, the biggest terrorist in the world, responsible for every wounded warrior you see on television who was blown up by an IED. And the Iranians responded by saying Trump will not only be removed from office because he lost a rigged election, but he will be removed from life. So the security teams in the White House assembled, and the chief of security is General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the president's military advisor. And Milley went around saying that Trump was, instead of protecting the president and commander-in-chief, went around these meetings saying Trump was Hitler, and his Stop the Steal speech was the gospel. This is a direct quote, the gospel of the Führer. And his supporters were the guys, another direct quote, we fought in World War II, they're Nazis. That is the mentality of the Democrat Party leadership. And that's why I think it's very likely, if they have the opportunity, if they see they can get away with it, they will end our elections.
Well, that's a bigger problem, because the thing is we already know what the Democrats did in 2020 and again in 2022, because, you know, and the Republicans helped them out, especially McConnell. He helped them out. And, I mean, it's perfectly obvious to see who the traitors are.
The Republicans have been a problem for decades. When I came into the right, I was brought up, as you probably know, by card-carrying communists. And when I left the left over 45 years ago, the first thing I saw when I found myself on the right, I said, where's the ground army? Conservatives had nobody to put, you know, in the streets to combat these vigilantes. And that's all changed now. Trump has created the largest conservative mass movement in our history, must contain millions of people from his rallies. The parents' revolt is a spontaneous uprising, if you will, objecting to what I would call Nazi experiments in our schools, where you take pubescent children and castrate them chemically if they're slightly confused about their gender. That has called forth a mass movement. And this is the first time, I think, when I left the left, my ex-comrades, they had all these organizations to harass CEOs of corporations to, adopt their party line, to harass legislators and so forth. And the right had nothing. But we're able to fight this battle. And also the right was calling them liberals all the time. It just drove me nuts. These people are fascists. They're fascists. They're communists. Yeah. They're totalitarian.
Why do you believe that America is on the precipice of another civil war?
Well, I actually don't believe that we can have there'll be another civil war, because the federal government is way too powerful. I have no knowledge of the relative power of state militias.
I disagree to an extent.
They're insurrectionists. They called this peaceful protest on January 6th compared to all the left wing riots. They didn't destroy anything there. Chief Sin was putting
But that was a trap. That was a trap.
Yes, it was a setup. You're right. You're exactly right.
Why do people buy into that stuff? I mean, because now, see, they have another reason to point a finger at Trump.
People don't pay much attention.
That was one of the good things
about our society. Your conservatives live real lives, This country is so full of opportunity and adventure that normal people... that's what they're focused on. Leftists are focused on one thing, which is destroying the country and setting up a socialist gulag, a communist gulag.
Well, I think they're doing a good job of that. They've got a gulag in D.C. already that's housing over 24 of the remaining alleged protesters, and then they still label them as insurrectionists and can call them enemy combatants as a justification for leaving them there.
Yeah, but they're the insurrectionists. They've overthrown our Constitution. People don't have rights anymore.
All right, so, solution?
The solution is the mass movement. The solution is to call things by their right names. I don't hear a lot of Republicans referring to them as fascists.
I don't refer to them as fascists. I refer to them as communists. I call them what they are. They're commie pigs.
I said fascists or communists. There's no difference, really, between them.
Well, here's the problem. If China, for example, was to come in and take us over, you don't think for one minute that the Chinese military would hunt down every single one of these leftists and eliminate them because they don't need the interference when they set up their totalitarian regime? They will kill every member of Congress that is serving when they come in and take over this country. There's no stopping that thought process because they have no value for human life. And this is what this is what they've led us up to, is being taken over by China I don't even think Russia is the issue here. I think it's more China than anything else, because they own the Biden family.
Well, if you look at the Ukraine, the Russians had help from the Chinese, the Iranians, and there already is an axis, an evil axis, although nobody in Washington wants to call it that, arrayed against us. And I wrote this book, Final Battle, to try to alert all of our people, everybody who's a patriotic American, to start calling things by their right names and fighting these battles in your school district, in your mayoral races. Conservatives are too distracted from the battle. That's been a problem for 30 years. When I came into the right 45 years ago, I was appalled at the way they called these communist liberals. You know, I watched the left take over the Democrat Party for 50 years after 1968. And, I think my book, Final Battle, The Next Election, maybe the last, been described as the most devastating portrait of the Democratic Party. I try to call things by their right names.
It's a giant expose. I mean, where do we get the book? Where do you get it now?
It's everywhere. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at Costco, at Sam's Club, at Books A Million, at BJ's. It's all over the place.
Okay.
Except in little left-wing bookstores.
Yeah, of course. They won't carry stuff like that. Yeah, they won't carry stuff like that. The thing is that, you know, they've killed so many jobs, and we've just had reports now that even Zoom is laying off 15% of its workforce. Bed Bath & Beyond is closing. You know, Bed Bath & Beyond is closing 150 more stores. And, I mean, they're woke. I mean, this is the thing. It's all imploding on them, isn't it?
Well, they're going to wake up for real one day and find out, you know, the damage that they've done to themselves. I think what Ron DeSantis is doing with Disney is great.
Well, they deserve it. Disney deserves it.
You don't use too sanitized language, but most people on the still who are conservatives are using sanitized language, which is an advantage to them. The way you talk about the Biden classified documents, which were spread all over the place, including in a facility China paid $51 million for, is that the Biden family has made itself rich by taking bribes from foreign powers, chief among them our mortal enemy, the Chinese. This is a treasonous government that we have now. And I don't see anybody, I'm in Colorado, so I don't hear your show, but I don't hear anybody calling them out for their treason. This spy balloon is if it weren't so serious, it's a laughable example of how Biden is paying back the Chinese for all the money they put in his family's pockets.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, here's the thing. The whole thing is a shift show in Washington now, and with the lame duck session, all you're going to have from McCarthy's House of Representatives is nothing but shift shows and them dragging people in front and wagging fingers and making accusations and getting vague and ambiguous responses. I mean, this is all nothing but theater for the next 2 years, is it not?
I agree that's a danger. I wouldn't make that conclusion. I think things are so bad. They've got, you know, it's the old biblical saying, pride goeth before a fall. They get away with so much that they think they don't know when to stop. And I think if these hearings, there are some really good people that we have. And if they drive home in these hearings, what's happening, and these investigations continue, more and more people will see the danger that we're in and respond accordingly. Anyway, I remain optimistic about our country.
Well, we all do too, but I think that one of the big things is that Americans need to become less reliant on government, and it's very difficult to do that when you've got all these millions and millions of migrants, illegals, coming across the border, and Biden wants to give them all amnesty.
Invasion, illegally. Biden is a criminal. I don't know why Republicans aren't pointing that out constantly. They break laws like they're nothing. Biden is a, is a, the head of the executive branch. He's supposed to enforce the law. Our country is suffering from lawlessness because the Biden administration and its satellites in the cities won't enforce the law.
Yep, we all know it. And it's just a matter of how many people are willing to stand up and do the right thing. David Horowitz, we appreciate you coming on the program today. The name of the book is called Final Battle. The next election could be the last. You need to get a copy of this wherever books are sold and read it, because he actually unveils a lot of things that, you know, what the Democrats are doing. He's pretty much laid out their entire game plan. Whether it's CRT racism, the 1619 project, the Green New Deal, cow flatulence, you know, all air travel, ending all air travel. I mean, you know, this is, and the thing is they're hypocrites, and he exposes the entire thing in the book. And David, we appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Sounds like a winner. Thank you so much. You have yourself a quality rest of your week, and good luck with the book sales. We appreciate you. There you have it, folks. David Horowitz. We have a couple of minutes left to take a phone call if you want to call up and chime in. I've got a couple of White House that has announced it's going to send long-range missiles capable of striking nearly 100 miles into Russian territory into Ukraine. Drifters musician, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Charlie Thomas has passed away of liver cancer at the age of 85. Let's see what else is happening here. Biden says he's not sure about the TikTok ban now. Well, gee, why is that? Because of the censorship and the fact they're run by the CCP? Of course. Twitter has restored Senator Steve Daines' account after he was suspended for a hunting photo he posted of there of him and his wife hunting, being set as his profile image. So the senator's account was reinstated after Musk said that his suspension was being fixed. Yeah, is it really? Is this what this is all about? Wow. And so now, you know, word is all coming out about in the COVID sector about the massive peer-reviewed mass study shows little to no difference in preventing COVID and flu infections. We all knew that already. These masking protocols can probably do more harm than good, but yet the blind still trust what the government is saying. The new COVID-19 vaccines don't work as well against XBB.1.5. The virus is variant that's now dominant in the U.S. Ooh, lions and tigers and bears, oh my. In one of the papers, they found vaccines boosted neutralizing antibodies. They're tearing down your immune system, folks. That's what these are doing. All of these variants are not doing you any good. And the more of this garbage that you take, the worse it's going to get. And of course, people who get COVID-19 are at risk for long-term health consequences. But that healthy lifestyle, of course, and we're talking about support at the Power Mall, black seed oil and all the other good stuff that we have, Paratrex, Detoxidine, those who've gotten the jab already need to get positive here, get right with the Father, and do what you can to make yourself healthy again. The censorship, of course, is going to continue as time progresses. Don't know what else to say about that. I mean, when you have ChatGPT writing a glowing poem praising Hunter Biden, but yet refuses to write about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, she came out with her little balloon out there outside the hallowed halls and said that Biden was owned by China. You know, when you try to speak the truth, you get censored. That's what's been happening to our doctors as a result of all the truth that has been coming out, which is one of the reasons why I've been asked to co-host and speak at the event on the 25th of March down at Milam Park in San Antonio, the rally. It's called the Victims of Texas, you know, the Reawaken the Victims of Texas tour. And, of course, I have a new article posted on the Clouded Titles YouTube channel. We still continue to get orders for Clouded Titles, even though we're sold out of them at the Power Mall. I'm going to be resupplying the Power Mall with the Credit Restoration Primer as well as the Clouded Titles book. We still have Quiet Title War Manual available at the Power Mall, but we're still getting orders in from the Alex Jones BitChute recording that I did on January 27th. It's blowing up the website like crazy. So a lot of people, I'm getting emails like crazy in my inbox from people going to the Clouded Titles website.com and sending me emails about the problems they're having with their mortgages and deeds of trust. There's nothing unusual about any of this stuff. It was all by design. It was all to steal. I just read an article this morning out of Manatee in Sarasota County in Florida. The number of pet surrenders has increased at the animal shelters by 11%. People are not able to take their animals with them, and so they're just giving them to the animal shelters. Folks, if you knew you were in trouble financially, that was not the time to take on an animal. I don't know what to say. We're becoming a nation of renters very slowly. It's all by design. We'll be back tomorrow with the Power Hour, our Thursday edition, and more discussion on what you can do to become more free in America, if that's possible. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.